Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Yeah, that's right. We're glad you could join us. It's time to sit back, get comfortable, talk about some weird stuff, just chill for a while. Welcome to After Hours with the Rise Guys. Here's Madman at 9.
Yes, sir. I am Madman.
I'm not.
And this was taped after the Rise Guys morning show in After Hours times.
That's absolutely correct, Matthew.
That's how we came up with the name.
Yeah, it is.
We went over that in the previous episode.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we did.
If you missed that, go back and listen to it. And go ahead and hit subscribe so you hear all the future episodes of After Hours with the Rise Guys.
You're doing a good job. Right? Shortly after we did the episode about meeting Dusty Rhodes, and it was you had to fight the urge to say subscribe.
Okay. I gotta quit doing it so much.
Yeah.
People are gonna think, you know, a missing part of my tongue or something.
Yeah.
Which would really, like, screw up one of my greatest qualities as a man.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh. After Hours with the podcast. See, I can't, when you start, you can't stop. You know how I'm with the Australian thing? I can't stop doing that either.
No.
I'm losing my mind.
Up in here. It's easy to do here.
It is. It's really easy to do.
I need some bright lights in here. I don't know. Like, what were they thinking with this room?
I think they bright enough. Here, I'll adjust them.
I didn't really mean the
other ones better.
Lights. What, going...
I like this one better. I like these ones off. I like these ones...
Yes.
Yeah. That's how we usually do it.
Okay,
it looks
I was
going to
say there's something different. Because normally I don't see these depressing walls.
Yes.
So what? What's up?
I got something that we've said before that we really appreciate the people who seek out After Hours. And I don't mind talking about this on After Hours, but I wouldn't want to talk about it on the regular Rise Guys show.
Okay.
I suffer from a condition, but...
Let me guess.
What?
No, go ahead.
No, but the thing about it is there are people who, if they hear me talk about this, are going to think I'm bragging about it or something. But I assure you, it sucks.
What are you going to say, that you get lightheaded when you get a boner?
No, but you're in the right ballpark. Any other guesses?
You get diarrhea when you get a boner.
No, not that either.
No, I don't know. Is this going to be something that I'm going to regret making jokes about?
No, because, I mean, you know, there's things you
can... Being hung is not a disease.
There's things you can do about it. But... It's a condition that is related to all of my nerve injuries from my spine injuries and stuff. And it's related to that.
Oh, I want to get... Is it, okay, no, I don't.
You don't want to... It's related to my junk, though.
Okay. I was going to think, you know, how many nerves in your butthole so you didn't know if you were pooping or not.
No.
Which, think about that.
No, one thing about it, ever since I had back surgery, I can't unclench. It's constantly clenched. Because I always feel like I have to go to the bathroom. This is part of my spine injuries and my nerve damage.
Yeah.
But this other issue...
All those years of being an indie wrestler got you.
Right around the corner from that.
Yeah.
It's...
Chafing around the taint.
It's a real condition that I don't know how many people suffer from it. How many men suffer from it. It's called...
This is so bad. I'm making all these jokes in my head. Peter Cheese.
It's not like, like a disease. It's just a condition. It's called delayed ejaculation.
Oh. Wah.
Exactly. So there are people going to think I'm bragging about it, but... It sucks because sometimes there's nothing in the world that will get you there, to the finish line.
Yeah.
Nothing. Like, you certainly can take care of somebody else.
Yeah.
Certainly
you can say orgasm.
Certainly take care of my wife.
Yeah.
But can't, you know, for me, it's just, you know, nothing.
That was like that.
Not all the time, but sometimes.
That was like the guy that called in on the Rise Guys show last week who was saying that he had to get put on Viagra, and he didn't want to tell his wife because he thought she would think it had something to do with her.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and there's various reasons from it, you know.
Like, is it with... Let me ask you this. Is that... Do you wake up with boners in the morning?
Sometimes.
I wasn't talking to you.
Oh.
No, you do. You
sometimes. Wake up with
boners. So when you, before you were married and, you know, when you were single or whatever and you were being good to yourself, was that ever fulfilled or no?
What? Sorry. Well, I was pulling up some information about this condition.
No, I mean, like, with, when you're taking care of yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Is it faster than when you're with her?
No. It isn't. It generally is going to take a while.
Are you closing your eyes?
But it got to a point where I couldn't do it without a device from our great friends at Adam and Eve. Thank you, Melissa.
God.
Yeah, Melissa.
My friend's husband. My friend's husband. What?
Yeah.
My friend's dad used to have a contraption.
Yeah.
That he had to use.
Yeah.
And
one of those things that gave me looks like a big thermos. You'd put like a gallon of coffee in it. One of those things.
Yeah. We called it his Reebok Pump It Up machine.
Yeah. This thing just does all the work.
It's like a bicycle pump. Like you have to, like you're getting ready to explode a railroad or
ain't
something.
Like that.
Yeah.
Sex toy.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. It wouldn't fit in your pocket, though. This one ain't a pocket monkey.
Is it bigger than a bread box?
It'd be tough to fit it in one, but it ain't bigger than the box itself.
So, man, you mentioned it. Hell, I can ask questions.
Yeah.
What? How do you... Do you have to prepare for sex, then?
Not any extra. It's just, you know, it's hard to get all the way there. I mean, I can get all the way there, but the finish line is what's hard to get to.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the hard part.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and according to... I'll just read something from...
You ever fake it?
No. No, I promise I haven't.
No guy ever does. I
promise it has never taken so long that I'm just like, oh, man, this ain't going to happen.
No. Man, I that's where I'm like, unless I pass out or something, I'm like, no, we're gonna finish this.
I'm reading something to you from UCLAHealth.org.
I'm selfish. What is it? What do they say?
The causes for it. Delayed ejaculation is a neurological, hormonal, and psychological event. If a man has had damage to the nerves in his pelvis or had spinal cord injury below the lower thoracic spinal level, that's the middle part.
Dinosaurs.
He may suffer from inability to ejaculate. He lacks the nerve connections from the ejaculation nerves at the tip of his penis back to his spinal cord.
Yeah.
Also, hormonal imbalance in serotonin, prolactin, or testosterone. Men taking antidepressants with skewed serotonin levels frequently suffer from delayed or loss of... I don't take that. Yeah. And men with low T also can have difficulty.
You ever tickle your balls?
Mona? but it's... mine's neurological related to the nerve damage I have.
Yeah.
And that, like...
That, is that something surgery could fix or you don't want to screw with it?
Honestly,
it could go the opposite way.
Yeah.
Like once they sever something, like it may not like inflate back up. It's like the end of a day at the car lot. I'm not making fun. We're having fun, right?
Yeah, we're
having fun. Just think of the flailing man when they unplug the cord.
Yeah, I brought it up. I mean, you know, functionality's pretty good except getting to the finish line.
Do you have trouble peeing?
I mean, sometimes it's a little tough to get started.
My God.
Yeah. But the one thing that I see, that I've recently discovered, is that for men with nerve injuries, sometimes they respond best to medical vibrators placed at the tip to retrain the nerves to fire more rapidly.
Wow, my God.
Man. Yep. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Might as well just have a stun gun on you at all times.
Yeah.
When you're ready to do it, shoot me in the crotch.
Yeah. And there's no, like...
Pick your nose and eat it.
No, I'm just trying to get this off here. I had something stuck right in there.
Something stuck.
Something stuck in there. But the
nerve endings with the vibrator.
So, and also there's no like hard evidence on this, but Cialis may be effective for it somewhat.
Oh man.
Not Viagra, only Cialis.
Have you seen your physician or do you need to get one?
I gotta talk to him about it.
Man.
Well, not the easiest thing to bring up, but you got to.
Okay, so we should role play this. Hi, what does he call you, your doctor?
Usually Mr. McDonald. I told him to call me Jimmy. It's in their computer, they call me Jimmy.
Hi, Mr. Oh, Jimmy. Yeah. What brings you in today?
Hi, Dr. Blankman. I'm not going to say his real name. Well, I'm suffering because of my nerve injuries, my spine injuries and nerve damage from a condition called delayed ejaculation.
And see, if I was a doctor, I'd be like, stay off the internet. You're coming in here. Tell me what you have. You don't know. Let me see that flaccid thing of yours.
It couldn't be nothing else. Only thing it could be, because it ain't happening.
Man.
Sometimes. Well, and if it does, it just... it.
Yeah, they don't give a crap. They probably make money off this prescription.
At time, it takes long to feel bad.
What? How long does it take you to prepare?
I mean, no, it just takes longer, you know.
Well, how long is it, like, what, are you talking, an hour?
All right, well, upwards of 30 minutes.
That's not, I mean...
I mean, that's longer.
I think that's just regular.
That's longer than porn scenes.
Yeah, but those are all edited stuff. I mean, you talking about like full on intercourse?
Yes. Like nonstop, well over 30 minutes. Yeah. Which is, again, average sex lasts 5 to 7 minutes. Average intercourse is 5 to 7 minutes.
Man, I'm better than that.
So
I ain't saying I'm 4 or 5 times better than
that. 5+ times better than that.
I'm 2 or 3 times.
And, you know, like usually if you go for 10 minutes, in your mind you went for 25.
Yeah, now that's the thing.
Like time slows down when you're doing it.
If it needs to be a quickie, it can be a quickie.
Yeah. That's but, not for me. Can't. Nope.
Oh.
Yeah, ain't no such thing as a quickie no more.
Man.
Yeah. It's all, I'm sure other people experience it and... You know, I'll start a support group. People want to reach out to...
I know a girl whose nipples couldn't get hard.
Really?
Yeah.
What caused that?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I didn't really ask her. I just knew it was cold as hell in my house, and they were not hard.
That's some kind of nerve thing?
I was offended by it. I was like, normally, like...
Were they pierced?
Yes.
Oh, that might have something to do with it.
Oh, the nerve damage.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that makes sense.
No, sometimes piercings have effects like that.
Damn.
They take away sensitivity and stuff sometimes if they're not done right.
Sensitivity.
Yeah. Damn well. Yeah.
Gingivitis.
Yeah.
Man, that's you know what's crazy is like content for this show is us just learning about each other's stuff we didn't know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that's boy, you're biting your fingernails like a nervous wreck.
No, I'm chewing my beard.
Laid today?
Chewing my beard. What, today?
Yeah.
Most likely, yeah.
Man, what a
as I've been Fat married Boy 6 days, say, of course.
As Fat Boy say, what a 360 you've done here, buddy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm not getting laid. I don't care.
That's fine.
I mean, I could.
I mean, look, I didn't.
I don't know that.
I didn't date anybody and only hooked up by like 3 or 4 times in the course of 4 years.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
You still see the guys or?
Occasionally, yeah. Friends, I made friends with 2 of them.
Yeah. Man, I even that thing we're talking about today, like you said, doctors say for men to reduce your chances of getting prostate cancer by a third, you need to ejaculate 21 times a month.
Yeah.
Like, no. Like, even being single, no.
That's a lot, yeah. I mean, especially if you're 15, yes. If you're in your 30s and 40s, not as much.
That's 5 times a week plus one.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I'm not on that average. Yeah. But, Well, one good thing here, well, that's, you know, I mean, you don't want kids, so.
No, but I do want to have a good time.
No, of course.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I want pleasure.
Yeah, you can't be like, well, she's getting hers. Like, I don't remember what movie it was from, but I do remember the quote, and that is, I got to get mine.
Yeah.
Sounds like something flavorful.
Yeah, I mean, it's good on one hand that, you know, whoever else is always going to be satisfied.
Yeah.
But it's also frustrating for the for them when they can't get you there.
So do you personal question, take out and edit if you need to. Mm-hmm. Have you she's aware?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's like that'd be a hard one to hide, no pun intended.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, I mean you don't want to start off in a relationship and then say, by the way, this thing here.
Yeah, I mean you have to at some point like, look.
Is it dishwasher safe?
You have to at some point go, look, it ain't you, and it's there's nothing, you're not doing anything wrong, and it ain't you, it's me and nerve damage, and that's what this is.
Oh, man.
Ugh.
We had this friend of ours, we won't say his name, but he would talk about sex toys when I used to have that business, and he would say that they were dishwasher safe, which meant she could use it.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
An awful person.
Was it Fat Boy?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Someone who's dead now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pour some of this lager out for him.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I have to say I hate that for you.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. It's something I've wanted to talk about. So why
have you set up a go blow me yet?
No, I haven't. No, I haven't. Nope, I haven't done that. But, yeah, I guess I'm going to look into, like, different vibrating devices to try and retrain the nerves.
Well, they do make the ones that are, like, for him and her, so, yeah. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't know if she's wanting all that.
Like, double-headed?
No, gross. God, no.
Oh. Like the end of Requiem for a Dream?
You know what's crazy in my mind? I saw that.
Oh, God. I'm sorry. About half of it.
Well, no, I was talking about like the devices like you wear, and then there's like a almost like truck nuts essentially hanging underneath. It's helping her out.
But this has to be, all right.
I know. You got to get something
vibrational
to put it
stimulation
on.
at the tip, not the base. And most of the devices that you wear that vibrate are at the base, not the tip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is not the most comfortable thing to wear, to be honest with you.
But we do have one of those massage gun things, that, you know, like that one. I'll just unleash that. Just come on.
Good work, Lord. Work. You punch your junk with it?
I might start. Why not? It's like the one the boss has on his desk.
I was going to say, remember in Jackass Forever, they put the boxing gloves on the...
Yeah.
They sit there and punch old dude in the nuts.
They pounded Preston Lacy's nuts.
Preston Lacy.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord God. Well, I'll do a anonymous prayer for that.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean,
unspoken prayer requests. That's what it's called.
I think it might help people also when it's a psychological issue. They seek therapy for it. So I'll have a psychological component. It's a neurological component with my nerve damage. But it did feel good to just talk about it openly on a podcast that people are going to listen to.
What kind of impression are you doing there?
I don't know right now.
I always, at first, when I became sexually active, I in this weird thing with dudes or whatever, when the girl would close her eyes, I was thinking that she was imagining someone else.
Yeah.
But no, it's like...
That's Keith Whitley's fault.
Huh?
Don't close your eyes.
Well, look what happened.
Yeah.
You know, she went off with Troy Aikman.
Yeah, what he's talking about, next time we get it on, don't close your eyes, let it be me, don't pretend it's him, in some fantasy.
There is something about when you're going at it real...
His songs are so sad.
Same thing, I was telling somebody the other night, Tyler Childers' songs are sad. I get to listen to three or four of them in a row, I get sad.
Yeah. Have you heard If We Were Vampires by Jason Isbell?
No.
You cry your eyes out.
Well, I'm not going to listen to it.
I wouldn't advise you.
I'm not going to listen to it.
I wouldn't advise you.
I'm already pissed off about your ding-a-ling being messed up.
Oh, thank you, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fine, it's the nerves.
No, of course.
Yeah.
You need a nerve pill for your penis.
Oh, maybe I do.
Like...
Maybe a nerve pill would help. I don't know.
A nerve pill. Yeah. You're getting on my nerves, and I don't mean this one.
Yeah.
Let's get
a Cialis and a Flexeril, and we're good to go.
Yeah. Well, very informative podcast today, Jim.
Yeah, talking about serious health issues. We're being responsible members of the community.
Yeah. I am Matt Mann.
I'm Nine.
And this has been another episode of After Hours with the Rise Guys.
Thank you for listening.
Get out. Time to close the doors on another episode of After Hours with the Rise Guys. Subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Pass it around to your family and friends and other P1s. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Yeah.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!